Starting another brand new hour now, the Steve Gruber Show, coming to you live from Studio G in the heart of America. I am Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when others just won't. I'm going to be straight up and honest. God bless America. Let's do this. Three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, a tragic drunk driving accident that left two kids dead and others in critical condition still under investigation in Michigan. The 66-year-old woman being held in the case expected to be arraigned and named sometime today. Number two, the Supreme Court has knocked down the latest efforts by the Democrats to create confusion with massive amounts of mail-in ballots, but that won't be happening in Texas. Sorry, lefties. And number three, Woketopia is starting to eat itself. And the acceleration toward violence is very concerning today as it spreads. You see the spread of anti-Semitic mobs on college campuses being met with outrage by some, but celebration by others. It's heading to an inevitable outcome that will not be good for anyone. The largest, most strident crowd is in New York City on the campus of the Ivy League's Columbia. The slaves bear the racist foundations of the modern progressive movement and the Democrat Party that is, well, it's at its ideological core. And how likely is it that this will end in bloodshed and violence? Well, if the pallets of bricks sitting in the middle of Columbia's campus are any indication, this is already at a critical tipping point. But where did all of this anger come from? The march toward the open hatred of Jews began a while ago, and it's been fueled ever since the Hamas terrorist attacks on Israel back on October the 7th. The passage of a foreign aid package totaling $28 billion for Israel, in part in the House of Representatives and almost certainly in the Senate later today, will ramp up the dangerous powder keg that is already in place. It's a certainty, my friends. NYU engulfed yesterday, the police moved in. Here's some of the mindless bots that will soon trigger violence on the campus of Columbia. It could begin a wave of violence across this country as they demand all law enforcement back up. Watch, listen.
So that we can.
So that we can.
Start to push them.
Start to push them.
Out of the camp.
Out of the camp.
One step forward.
One step forward.
Another step forward.
Another step forward.
We ask.
We ask.
That you please respect.
That you please respect.
Our privacy.
Our privacy.
And our community guidelines.
And our community guidelines.
Which you have so far disrespected.
Which you have so far disrespected.
And leave our camp.
And leave our camp.
One step forward.
One step forward.
Wow. Does that sound like cult chanting to you? Repeat what I say. Repeat what I say. One step forward. Respect our privacy. Leave our camp. The camp they're referring to is in the heart of Columbia University. It's a tent camp. Looks like a homeless camp. Respect our privacy. Try to force the police and others to leave. I'm sorry, that's not how it works. Just more evidence that weakness in the White House leads not only to violence like we saw in Israel October the 7th, but to numerous other wars, skirmishes, and threats around the world that are happening right now. Why? Joe Biden is not equipped to handle this expanding protest. That's why. He's not prepared to handle this that threatens the community of Columbia and other colleges and universities across the nation. And the president doesn't have a coherent answer for any of it. In fact, Joe Biden condemns anti-Semitism on college campuses and then condemns in the same breath what's going on in Gaza. What a mess. Here he is.
Condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being...
Should the Columbia University president resign?
Right this way.
I didn't know that. I'll have to find out more about it.
Yeah, he has no idea what's going on. I condemn what's going on college campuses. I condemn what's happening to the Palestinians who are being... And then he gets cut off. It seems the battle lines have been drawn clearly. Dozens of Columbia professors walked out of class Monday to join their anti-Jewish students to call them Zionist pigs, among other classy comments. And while the mob rules the center of campus and can say and do, well, apparently just about whatever it wants, Jewish students were told to flee campus. because there's no way the NYPD can guarantee their safety any further. And that wasn't even the worst of it, really. No, I found this to be worse. A Jewish professor with tenure, banned from Columbia. For doing what? For supporting Israel. For denouncing Hamas. For denouncing anti-Israel pro-terrorist factions on campus. He gets barred at the door. Listen.
Media in, is the university keeping the media out? This is the COO of the university. Are we not letting the media in? Can you back up, please? My card has been deactivated? Why?
Can you back up, please?
Uh-huh. Wait. Everybody, my card has been deactivated. This is Cass Holloway, the COO. This is Gerald Lewis. They were in the meeting where I asked them if Hamas is a terror organization, and they couldn't say that it is a terrorist organization. Why? I'm a professor. Why can't I?
Shy,
No. Speak out loud so the media
can hear. Shy, we are willing to take you to the math lawn.
No. I am a professor here.
We are columnists. We have a right.
Whoa. Everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No.
Let Shy in.
Are you not letting a professor go on?
Let him in.
You got it right. While pro-Palestinian, pro-terrorist students terrorize anyone who is Jewish or supports Israel's right to exist, this leading tenured Jewish professor has been tossed out of the school, barred from coming on campus. His only crime? It appears to be a Jew professor. That's his crime. But no mistake, the anti-Israel, anti-Jewish factions are not the only ones that are willing to speak up and be heard. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman denouncing the racist mob, and he's not alone by any stretch of the imagination. He has some people in his corner. Far-left comedian, former Trump hater Mike Rappaport is among those. Listen to this.
Bring them home! Bring them home! Bring them home! Bring them home! Bring them home!
That is the most important thing. These are bullies. These are bullies, these are cowards, these are pathetic, low-life scumbags. That's as bad as I'm going to curse. It's embarrassing. But agenda number one is to free our hostages. Agenda number 1A is to eradicate Hamas. Yeah. To the very last one of them. Israel is not going anything. Jews, Israel is not going anywhere. Israel did nothing wrong on October 7th. Israel has the right to defend itself. Israel has the right to exist, period, end of story.
And something about Michael Rappaport, you should know, he was a rabid anti-Trumper. Rabid, I mean horrible, activist on social media. His tune has changed, in part because of what you're seeing right there on the campus of Columbia. More on this after the break.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9000. 800-800-9440.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.